Edius Perik Zayin, Mishnah Dalet 7-4, one more from Rabbi Tzadok, and again talking about Zochlin, a little spring that has a little stream coming out of it. So we're talking about the stream of water coming out of a spring. And the question is, what happens if a person kind of redirect that little stream using the husk that comes on the outside of a walnut? So if you look at a picture of a walnut that's fresh on the tree, there's sort of a green husk that goes around it. The green husk comes off. Inside you have the hard little brown, almost wooden shell of the walnut that you recognize when you buy the walnuts. The question is, if one used the outer husk, which the Mishnah refers to as the leaf, the aleh of the egos of the walnut, to sort of, let's say, redirect that stream even. So is that considered now to be water that's been passing through a kli? If it's passed through a kli utensil, it becomes invalidated for usage as maim chaim. So the thought is that maybe you could take these kind of little, you know, if you would use it, if you take a piece of wood and, you know, carve out a little sluice, you know, use it as like a, some kind of like a, you know, like a marzev, how do you call it, a gutter, like a rain gutter type thing to redirect the water, for sure it's now not going to be kosher anymore. It's like a clean. The question is, this is just sort of a flimsy green, kind of like little cup that you get, if you will, that comes off of a walnut. Does that count as a kli? It does have a base kibul, but it's pretty flimsy. And the Mishnah is going to say, no, it doesn't count. It's flimsy. It doesn't count as a kli, even though maybe some people would use it to keep their paper clips in or something. But no, this is just considered like basically a leaf and not substantial enough to be a kli. And therefore, even if you redirect the water flowing out of a spring, it's still considered to be kosher as for usage as maim chaim. So the Mishnah says inside, Hey, Reb Tzadok al Zochlin Shekilchan Ba'ala Egos. He testified that if you have spring water that's flowing out of the spring along the ground, and you essentially take Ale Egos, the husk, the green husk that comes around the walnut, and you use it, like half of it, sort of redirect the water flow, Shen Kesherin, that the water that is passed through that little cup, that green cup from the walnut, is still kosher because that doesn't have a status of a kli. And Ma'asahaya ba'ahalia, this actually happened in a place called Ahalia, that someone tried to, he did this, he actually used the husk to redirect the water, and uva mas lifnei lishkas agazus, they brought the issue up at the Sanhedrin and the Chamber of Hewn Stone where the Sanhedrin met back in Yerushalayim, v'hichshiruhu, and the Sanhedrin said, yes, the water is still kosher for usage as maim chaim, as spring water, even though it passed through this little cup-like leaf covering that is going around a walnut.